Hey, it's time once again for our Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base, and this time it's Phil Stewart, the Community Engagement Chief, who brings us many of the Warriors of the Week. Phil, now you're also a volunteer with the Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Program.
Well, the SAPR is, is the acronym that we use, program, is actually, it's military-wide. It is a program that is primarily designed to be advocates for victims of military sexual violence. Mm-hmm. Where we can assist people with anything from their reporting options for a sexual assault to if they need an expedited transfer, if they need to move to another base, in other words, after a sexual assault, hooking them up with important resources, either mental health or anything else that they might need to recover from that incident.
First off, if somebody is a victim, and it's not a 911 event, if they've been a victim and they're trying to figure out what they do next, what's the next step for someone?
Well, first of all, SAPR office, we can only provide services to people that are DOD affiliated. Mm-hmm. So that's going to mostly be your active duty folks, their family members over a certain age, and some civilians.
Okay.
So before you call us and start telling us everything that happened, you might want to just check and make sure that you are one of those people that we can talk to and have, you know, confidentiality with. We
sure.
We do have 100% confidentiality. You can basically tell us anything, and unless you give us permission, we cannot be subpoenaed to testify in court. Okay. So if you want to keep a report confidential, if it's been years and you just want somebody to know, we can do that. We also have female victim advocates. In fact, the sexual assault response coordinator and the full-time victim advocate on base are both female. But we also, it's also important to have male victim advocates because there are also male victims in the military as well. Now, as far as, you know, getting a hold of us, probably the best way to do that is to either just go to the Vance Air Force Base website or to go to our Facebook page, which is SARC, SARC. It's just look for the Vance SARC Facebook page. You'll find it. There's phone numbers on there. You can call and just say, hey, this is the situation I'm in. You don't even have to give your name at first. Just say, this is what's going on. Can you help me? And we'll give you an answer.
Gotcha. And if you can't, you've got the people, then you've got the resources. So you're not going to hang up on them. And
No. So. And we might do is we might try to do some kind of warm handoff to the YWCA.
Right.
And they would have some options for non-DOD personnel.
Phil, appreciate you. Keep in touch with us through the Community Engagement Chief title as well.
Absolutely.
What's going on out there. All right. I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Well, thank you very much.